Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words.
Oh, come on.
Don't know the words.
You know who it is, though, right?
Ross Tucker.
Well, this is not Ross singing. I mean,
well, is it Ross this is one of Ross Tucker's favorite songs, I would imagine.
From
Taylor Swift.
Now we're getting somewhere. Ross Tucker with us, as he is every Tuesday. You can check out Ross on the Ross Report every day, talking Eagles on social media. Ross, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. How about you guys?
Awesome.
Well, we're doing a lot better than we were a few weeks ago because the Eagles are playing good football here. Ross, let me ask you it this way. Do you believe this team has turned the corner? We're trying to parse what we've seen the last 2 weeks, you know, versus who they've played, which is obviously two of the worst teams in the NFL. But they have looked good specifically on the defensive side, Ross.
I do think they've taken a step, a big step, on the defensive side of the ball because the Bucs game was obviously atrocious. Although I will say this, the Bucs offense is legit. Now, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both got hurt last night. And that'll change things. But they were going up and down the field in the Ravens until Evans hurt his hamstring last night. So I do think you're phrasing it, Joe, presenting it the right way. The offenses that they've just gone against are not good. This will be a much bigger test on Sunday in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is the real deal. We know about their receivers, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. Going to be a major challenge for the young Bucs, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. I'm excited for it, but I think we'll know a lot more about the team in general turning the corner, as well as whether or not this defense is legit against Cincinnati. That said, they're still NFL teams, and they still had what? More sacks than points allowed the last two games. And the Giants, they didn't get past midfield. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, that was brutal.
Well, it was incredible, especially when you factor in Ross. And why I'm encouraged is last year, they couldn't even stop the bad quarterbacks. Mac Jones threw for 3-something. Sam Howell threw for 300. Now at least I have that. Like, all right, we got a baseline here. This defense could play. What part of this defense impressed you the most right now? Is it these young secondary players or a pass rush, Ross, that has come alive the last couple weeks?
So a couple things. One is the young dogs, the Georgia guys. You know, it was only maybe a couple weeks ago that I think I said to you guys, we needed more from them. You know, I mean, if you went down and you looked at each one of those guys and where they were drafted, I was like, I mean, Jalen Carter has obviously been very good, but has he been what the Eagles need him to be? Same with Jordan Davis. Has he even been what the Eagles need him to be? N'Kobe Dean is interesting for a linebacker, and maybe Hugh can speak to this too. I feel like N'Kobe Dean's inconsistent. Most linebackers are not inconsistent. You know, like sometimes pass rushers can come in waves, but usually a linebacker, you kind of know what you're going to get from that guy week in, week out. I feel like N'Kobe Dean either has a bad game or a good game, Joe. He doesn't have like an average, steady Eddie game. But the big one for me is Nolan Smith. I was starting to get worried that Nolan Smith was going to be a bust, but he's done enough now, especially this last game, that I'm encouraged. I think he just needs to play more. You know, he got hurt at Georgia that last year. I just think he needs more snaps, and I think the defense did a real disservice to him by not getting him on the field more last year.
You know, Ross, I'm curious. When you look at this defense, what is it that has them play better? Is it the scheme? Is it the fact that the young guys are out there playing a little bit more press? I mean, what do you see that's really helping this defense get after the quarterback?
Well, so number one, I do think Fangio is a top five defensive coordinator. I mean, when all these other guys are trying to hire people that have worked with you, that's a good sign. It's like everybody wants an offensive coordinator or a head coach that's ever been in a meeting with Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. Well, on defense, it seems like the Fangio tree is what these guys want. That's a pretty good sign. And then I got to tell you, I really think it's the secondary. I really think it's the corners in particular. I think Howie hit on both of them. Quinyon Mitchell, he is good already, like really good already as a rookie from Toledo. And then now Cooper DeJean, I mean, Cooper's a baller. You know, you see him as a blitzer, you see his run fits, He's been good. You know, the week before he was good in man coverage against Cleveland. This past week, doing an awesome job passing off, you know, crossing routes in zone coverage. Then, guys, even just watching Cooper return punts, he is just a baller. Like, he's legit. So I think what happens now is they've got three corners that they feel really good about that enables them to bring more blitzes with N'Kobe Dean. Mm. It enables them to bring more pressure. If you have corners and you don't feel like you have a liability or you're not really worried about any of those guys, boy, it makes it so much easier for the D coordinator to dial up different pressures.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's go to the offense, which was driven by the running back on Sunday. Boy, he was amazing. Ross, what do you think that conversation was like in the booth where John Mara might be sitting with Joe Shane? I mean, we all saw it, what happened in the summer, the offseason when they let him go, and we know how it went down. But I have to imagine it had to be very uncomfortable there in the Giants' offices either Monday or during the game Sunday, because he wasn't just the best player on the field. He was by far the best player, and they had him and let him come here.
You know what? You said how I thought the conversation went. Joe, I'm going to tell you right now, my guess is that nobody said a freaking word.
I mean, yeah, what can you say?
I think it was absolutely dead quiet. Nobody even looking at each other. I mean... My favorite, okay, is on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, all the Giants fans acting like the Giants tried to keep him. Oh, well, the year before, we actually offered him, hey, guys, if only it was on TV or something and we knew what happened. If only we saw a video of exactly how it went down. I got to be honest with you, though, I really think the GM, I admire his guts. Can you imagine the owner saying point blank to you, I will have a really tough time sleeping if we lose this guy, and he goes to the Eagles, and then you let it happen anyway, and then I'm watching that game. Guys, he is special, special. If any of the fans, if you guys get a chance to go back, watch. He obliterates angles. He makes safeties look real bad. That Pinnock kid who's playing safety, he comes, and then when Saquon bursts through the line, multiple times you could just see him be like, oh, crap. Saquon busts angles. Which, by the way, that's a point I want to make with you guys. He needs to be getting minimum 3 screen passes per game. When the guy has space, he is electric. Kellen Moore, if you're listening, I want 3 screens for Saquon every single game. There's no reason to not get him out in space, because sometimes when you're running, you're not always going to be able to burst a big run on these like inside zones when there's so many bodies. But I just want to see him with a little bit of room to run on the outside, because his burst is that crazy.
I'm glad you said that, Ross, because I don't know if you caught it. I was watching some of that Jets-Steelers game Sunday night, and the Jets didn't have many good plays, but one of them, they had a screen to Breece Hall, but I think he took like 55 yards, and I watched and I was like, Saquon could do that if they get him in space. So hopefully they do that, Ross. All right, let's get to the passing game. Ross, what'd you make of how Jalen played on Sunday? Obviously, no turnovers. He had the bomb to AJ in the 4th-and-3, which was great. But that first quarter was choppy. It felt like when they got away from the pass, they won the game. And Jalen made a couple plays here and there. But it just kind of was a weird Jalen game where he did nothing wrong, but he also didn't do a lot seemingly in a good way. What did you make of his game on Sunday?
Well, so let's start with every Hurts game from now on. By far the number one thing is the turnovers and the turnover-worthy plays. They have an excellent chance to win any game in which he doesn't turn it over. So that's a major positive. I also would submit to you that I think the throw he made to A.J. Brown, all things considered, 4th-and-3, there was pressure in his face. He was they call that like thrown out of the well or thrown out of the basement when you can't step into it at all. It's almost off his back foot. That might have been the best throw I've ever seen him make. It was up there. That was an amazing throw. Now, do I think it's hilarious that the Eagles, some of their best plays are 4th-down bombs down the sideline? Like, yes. My issue with him, and I think I'm at the point of acceptance, Joe, that this is just who he is. The two things that you see a decent amount when you watch him, the positives are his deep ball, not turning it over, the way he runs. The negatives are there are times where he does not see open receivers for whatever reason, either doesn't see him or doesn't throw it to him. And the pocket movement and or taking some of the sacks he does, he does not have a great innate feel, I would say, for subtle pocket movement. It's kind of either he just stands there and throws it, or he runs out of the way. There's more room there to step up, to slide, and deliver the football, or maybe just throw it away at that point. You know, he's played a lot of ball now. I think this is probably just going to be two parts of his game that aren't as good as the others. And I would say I would like to see him in some of those situations more, Joe. I'd like to see him run and slide, right? Like we see Josh Allen or Mahomes or whoever do. He had two very effective runs where he got first downs, but like the one, Pinnock absolutely popped him down near the goal line hard. Like I maybe he didn't realize he had gotten the first down. I guess I'm looking for a little more awareness of, okay, it's not there. Boom, I'm out of here. 5 yards, slide. 7 yards, down. Something like that.
Yeah, especially when we try to keep him healthy. I mean, you want to bang up his shoulder. I remember Cam Newton doing that a lot, and then he had a lot of shoulder issues. All right, let's end with this, Ross. You mentioned a couple of those big names. If I gave you a ballot right now and I said, Ross Tucker, you got to fill it out. Who's the NFL MVP almost midway through the season? Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Jared Goff. They're the four favorites right now. Who's the MVP of the league?
Yeah, I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think it is. He has been fantastic. He was the MVP last year. He's picked up where he left off. Last night, again, was ridiculous. Another 5 touchdown passes. He had as many touchdown passes as incompletions last night against a good Tampa team. I think he's been the most valuable guy this year. Because, by the way, their defense has not played well at all. Mahomes' defense might be the best in the league. He's been very much helped by that. Allen's been a little bit up and down. Goff got off to a little bit of a slow start. But honestly, I think right now, the two names that come to me right away, Joe, would be Goff and Lamar. I think it's those two guys.
Ross, great stuff. We appreciate it as always. And we'll catch up next week. Enjoy the games this weekend, Ross. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Sounds great. Can't wait, guys. See ya.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross.